Usually, I'm a big Zack Snyder fan. What I mean by that is that when he made his DC films, he has always been somebody who has given emphasis on visuals and moments. And he has always been somebody who's picked out these frames from comics, these panels, and have tried to reproduce those moments on screen. And his process of story always comes later. I think from whatever I've seen of his interviews, that is the vibe that I have gotten, that he always focuses on story afterward and tries to retroactively engineer a story based on visuals. So yes, I was a little bit excited for Army of the Dead, and I wanted to see it in 4K and HDR, but I couldn't. So I saw it on my regular Netflix connection in a decent enough rendering of the movie, on a decent enough screen size, in a decent enough environment. But I was very curious to watch it, and I was looking forward to it because it was an original idea. But we have seen zombie movies so many times, and this also again happens to be one of the many other zombie movies that you might have seen, 28 Days Later or the zombies from The Last of Us games. No, those are really different actually, and that world is something which is really, really different and good. But yes, zombies in general, that kind of apocalyptic world. This one is a weird choice in terms of story, and the story is also by Zack Snyder, which is curious. He chooses Las Vegas as the location for this a zombie outbreak, and why that happens is just coincidental, and that is shown in the first inciting incident of the film, which sort of kind of hooks you in and it makes you sort of expect as if something bigger or badder might be at the scene. But then it skips a bunch, and in the opening credits it just shows a whole time frame where all of the important things regarding these characters might have happened. That is one of the complaints that I have with his work now, which I can see even from when I saw Dawn of Justice. Now I could sort of understand why that movie did not grab me properly when I first saw it, because in Dawn of Justice there are implications of things like the flash sequence where he comes from the future and tells Bruce Wayne something nothing related to the current movie and the current activity that the character is doing. So that is very distracting. And then Zack has this idea to defend those choices by saying that those things will pay off later, and perhaps that is fine when it comes to the DC movies, like I said, because I've bought into them. But this one, why didn't you show any of the backstory of Dave Bautista's character, the main character? And there is basically no build up to the relationship between him and his daughter, and suddenly he's thrown into the mix with all of these different characters which feel like, you know, tropes of typical heist movies. You have to assemble your team. It felt very fast and furious-y. It felt very surface level. It felt very non-interesting. And you felt as if these people are just brought in because of the script. You know, there's no real logic in those moments. Verisimilitude that you kind of have to give to the audience. So that is also one of the things. And at the end, I will not spoil or go into the story and what happens, but all of that turns out to be highly momentarily fine-ish. You know, there's nothing about this movie that felt to me that you know, it could say something larger to a larger audience, or it, you know, nothing about the human nature was revealed in a new way. You know, it felt very tropey. Like, this trope has to be fulfilled, then one surprise has to come, it has to be gory, it has to be violent, a lot of fucks have to be said. You know, the zombie tiger has to look cool because of the trailer shots. There's basically no reason why there should be a random tiger who's a zombie in that particular space. There's, you know, it's absolutely weird. So, it's just for the sake of a story which is hard to sort of buy into. Unfortunately, even as a sci-fi fan, as a fan of some of a character like Godzilla, or you know, these things which they cannot physically or biologically exist, but I'm a fan of those things, and I'm saying that I could not buy into the story of what was happening, why it was happening, why it mattered. And the cinematography also, I felt the choices that Zack made with the very extreme shallow depth of field, you know, subjects, characters moving in and out of focus irritatingly, and some shots not being in focus, you know, where the focus is in the foreground, those things took a lot of attention. You know, for example, the shot where Dave Bautista is meeting his character's wife, ex-wife, I don't know who she was. And there's a shot of the opening of the bottles of beer in close-up as an insert. Why do you need that? How's that, you know, important to the story? And so, like, those choices, just because it looks cool, it's a cool visual, it's like a comic book frame, you know, it's that. So, without the substance, without, you know, that thing being important, what if it was a ring or a thing or a prop which was important in the story, then fine, add an insert, or if something makes sense to the film. But so those things have really bothered me, some of those things. And then I felt like even the score, what Huma Qureshi does in the movies, is just a very, very short role with no character. She's just this helpless damsel in distress immigrant who gets into trouble and she has to be saved. That's it. And she cries. She dies in the end, maybe. So it's weird. It's really, really weird. And they're making a TV series. They're making a prequel comic. God knows what all they're making. I'm happy for Zack Snyder. I was a big fan of Zack Snyder's Justice League, and I could do a very nice, detailed, extensive episode on that maybe soon. So please follow and subscribe to Films to Watch.